You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Robbins. A Kid Dark Against the Machine is one of my cookie cutter verse stories and was first published by the Book Smugglers in 2016. Chapter 5, Training Montage. So, let's talk about some of the choices made by the great and powerful machine. First, it decided the Dark needed a sidekick. He hated the idea. And me. And everything. But he'd only been doing his job for decades. What did he know? Second, the machine thought it was a good idea to give 1/5 of the job of saving the world, within Australian borders, to a 12-year-old orphan from the outer suburbs. Sketchy as. I'm not even done. Thirdly, the machine made me a superhero. It injected a career's worth of acrobatics into my head. All of a sudden, I was a professional trapeze monkey. I could fall, tumble, soar, leap. My body had muscles I'd never even heard of before, and it knew how to be a hero better than I did. Here's what the machine didn't do. It didn't provide mandatory counselling for me and the team and the Dark to work out how this screwy system was going to work with a kid in the mix, putting his life on the line every week. It didn't consider that maybe I would have been better off working on my education or, hell, learning how to make my own muscles instead of dealing with the ones I was given. And not once, not at all, did the machine venture an opinion on how I might deal with having this new life of privilege and heroism taken away from me. Someday I reckon historians can look back on how we let these machines rule our bloody lives and talk about them the same way they talk about, like, World War II and Attila the Hun and the Stolen Generation. Just stupid shit humans do to each other. The sequel. Assuming it was humans who built the machines in the first place and not, like, aliens watching us like a reality TV show. Everyone knows that what the machine puts in gets taken out at the other end. Solar walked off into the sunset last year as an ordinary bloke, after decades of punching the sun, bench-pressing cars. The Dark was a paraplegic before the machine called him in, and it doesn't matter how many years he spent leaping around rooftops and swirling that shadowy cape of his, someday he'll be back in a chair. Though it kind of looks like the Dark is the machine's favourite, which corresponds with sales of comics and other merch, so I guess he's safe for now. In the whole history of superhero machines, there's only one person I know of who didn't bow their head in compliance, hand the muscles back when his term was over. One ungrateful little shithead who wasn't willing to pay the price. Some hero, right? J. Jupiter, the Kid Dark story. Can you still do it? Griff asked Danny. She'd invited him and Liam to her apartment above the gym. It was mostly empty floor space, which gave Liam plenty of room to lie out a box of Sharpies and some butcher's paper, drawing what he referred to as the dream map of supervillainy. Griff and Danny drank a lot of coffee and watched the kid do his thing. It was oddly hypnotic. I run a gym, Jay, Danny said. All the punching people and flipping off walls I used to do. It translates into valuable employment skills when you call yourself a fitness coach. Well, yeah, he said, but... But, she agreed with a sigh of her own. But training, that's the difference. I have to train all the time. It took me years of hard graft to get myself anywhere near the level of fighting fitness I had when we were... Well, you know, he knew. Even then, I don't have the uncanny part of it, she confessed. The built-in reflexes, I used to look at a room and know every weakness, every detail, like I was some kind of magical ninja anime character. I train all the goddamn time, and I'm good. I'm exceptional. By human standards. We didn't used to have to give a shit about human standards, he filled in. So true. She gave him a sly look. Want to spar sometime? It was years ago for me too, he muttered. And I don't train. But you can. You could. You could find it again if you tried. You never let the machine take it out of you. Griff gave her a dirty look. Out of practice. Gotta be rusty. But you don't know. Danny's eyes sparkled. We could find out. Or we could sort out the villain machine business, shake hands and never mention this again. Liam cleared his throat. I have it, he announced. I've cross-referenced the iconography of my various dreams and premonitions, and I believe I've located the super-secret villainous lair where the machine is to be found. Griff looked down at the scrawled but perfectly proportioned map. Outside the city. I have a bike with a sidecar, volunteered Danny. Of course you do. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.